Broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in Nashville, Tennessee, it's time for Regions Business Radio Nashville. Regions Business Radio Nashville is presented by Regions Bank. Brave the beginning. Member FDIC.
Hello, my name is J.D. Mueller with Regions Bank, and welcome to Regions Business Radio Nashville Edition. Kelly Key is going to be our local host for Regions Business Radio Nashville, and we thought it would be nice for us to introduce him. He's very well known in the market, and a lot of people know him and the impact he's had on the community here. But in regards to kicking off our podcast series, which is going to introduce many interesting and influential people across the market to you, we wanted to introduce further Kelly and his team and what we're trying to accomplish in Nashville with Regions Business Radio Nashville. Kelly, thank you for joining us today. Hope you're doing well.
JD, thanks for having me. Great to be here. Certainly looking forward to this opportunity.
Yeah, we're excited about what podcasting can do to impact our community and grow our business. But with that in mind, tell us about yourself, tell us about your team, and what Regions is doing here in the Nashville community.
Sure, happy to do that. So as far as for myself, been with Regions Bank for a little over 23 years, 18 of those, almost 19 of those here in Nashville. Manage a commercial team. We have six total relationship managers, roughly 500-600 customers between the group. So when we start thinking about our team, really one of the things I would tell you is consistency and longevity. We haven't had some of the turnover that a lot of other banks have had, a lot of other teams have had. So if you look at my least tenured employee, he is just over 4 years. And the reason he is 4 years is we lost someone who was 55 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's not a lot of turnover within our group, but everybody that I've had, I've hired them all. They all have, with the exception of the 4 year, at least 10. So very experienced group of people, very diverse group of people. We have specialists, we have generalists, but everybody really works together. As far as what we're looking to accomplish out of the podcast series, really, I think it's anybody, what anybody's looking to accomplish. Make people a little bit more aware of the bank. I mean, we have a 100-year-plus presence here in Nashville, dating back to the first American bank days. Mm. So well-known in the industry, but we probably don't brag on ourselves as much as we could.
Oh, wow.
So when you start thinking about the impact that we have from a standpoint of the community impact, look, we really, if you take out the account of how much money we donate, which is very well documented, you can find that, but not everybody knows, we give everybody a full day off to go and work in their local favorite nonprofit.
Okay.
With pay.
Yeah.
So not everybody does that. And you know, as we start rolling through these podcast series, you're going to see a theme of the guests that we're going to have. You know, the first three that we're talking about are really going to focus on affordable housing. We're going to talk about how does childcare and early learning, how has that changed with the inflow of people. You know, we're net 100 new people every day in Nashville.
Oh my goodness.
So what does that look like? Yeah. And then the third is something that everybody has on their mind today, is how do I recruit, hire, and train employees?
Yes.
And what are some of the things that Regions Bank can do to help our local businesses, particularly in that third bucket, retain those employees? Mm. So We'll have someone from our Regions Next Step program here with us, and they'll really be talking about, these are some free things that we can offer that will help you educate your employees and to build that brand loyalty back to your company.
Wow. A lot going on in Nashville. And the last point, just so you know, 100% of all of our conversations include some conversation around finding, hiring, and retaining top talent.
That's exactly right.
And across our footprint, what we can do to support those folks is very important. Now, you mentioned something that really perked my interest about, we don't do a good job in Nashville of bragging on ourselves. And certainly you did a wonderful job of bragging on some things that we're doing to impact the community. Think about a business owner, an executive of a larger business. What would you brag on your team as it relates to something you would like for them to know about what you do every day, you know, the blocking and tackling of banking? What would you want them to know about?
Sure. And a good example of that is around this affordable housing. We, in the last, call it 24 months, we've done a couple of substantial business deals with some of our affordable housing partners where we've put, you know, well over $20, $30 million back into the community, saving in some cases a couple of hundred units of affordable housing.
Mm.
We didn't really do any type of press release on that. It did actually come out that the affordable housing group did do some little bit of a snippet, and it was picked up by the local news. And so, again, not something that we would normally do. However, we were out calling on a prospect probably 6 months after that aired. And he said, look, we were not really looking to change banks. But because of your impact in the community, we saw in the news what you're doing with affordable housing. That's big for us. And to make sure that we are being good social citizens, that's the reason you're here today. And we walked out of that meeting with them moving their relationship to the bank. So it's very important to our community that they understand we do those things. We're just not as good about bragging on it as others may be.
Yeah, understandably so. I think that's part of our culture. We're just silently great, whether it's in Nashville or Atlanta or wherever it may be. I think that's a wonderful introduction to the podcast series. We would encourage the listeners to pay attention and listen to our series, the folks that you're going to interview. When you talk about your team, you talk about the longevity of your team, a lot about affordable housing because that's important to the community. What else would you want your team to be known for, whether it be something specifically in the banking and finance world, or it would be sort of, you know, intangible? What would you want your team to be known for here in
Nashville? Well, the one thing I can say about my team, and, you know, JD, same thing for you in Atlanta, I'm sure. But look, we're very interested in each in the companies that we and the business owners that we work with. So by nature, you have to be somewhat curious to be in our job. Mm-hmm. But what I will tell you is that nothing is a transaction to us. Every deal is considered to be part of the family, part of a friend. And, you know, as I look back and think about the customers that I've met that my RMs work with on a daily basis, I mean, I view those people. I know them in a grocery store. I see them at the dry cleaners. I'll see them on the golf course. I'll see them wherever. And they're always coming up to me, hey, how you doing? You know, so they view that as important. So to me, one of the things you can't do enough of is really be a part of your community, really make sure that all of the people that you're banking don't feel like numbers, but they're people, right? And that's one of the things that we focus on, and probably, quite frankly, one of the things that we're the best at.
Well, it makes me think about, and here we are, we're separated by 220 miles, you know, Atlanta to Nashville. And you just shared something that's very important to me and my team in that metro Atlanta area, and it's this. I always love it when we can refer to a customer relationship as we. Not y'all, not you, but I have a customer that's a cold storage facility. I can remember when the thing came out of the ground. I always talk about Eskimo Cold Storage as we. And I hear that conveyed in your approach to your market as well.
That's exactly right. I mean, nothing brings a smile to my face more than when a customer comes and says, you know, look, you helped us do this, you helped us do that, and we're thinking about this. What do you think? And so, you know, I'm not one of their accountants, their tax attorneys, their CPAs, whatever. I'm not a paid employee of theirs, but they think enough of us and our relationship that, you know, they really just don't make those types of business decisions without at least talking to us, even if they don't need financing. So, you know, to me, when you really have engaged these people to the point that they respect your opinion enough to get true business advice on a daily basis, that's really when you've done your job.
Yeah, man, those are the days when you go home sort of full.
That's exactly right.
Just full of pride, full of help. You know, our industry has gotten to the point where it's commoditized to a great extent around, hey, what's your rate and fee? And these customers want to evaluate you by your rate and fee when we want to be evaluated based on how have we helped.
Mm-hmm.
Can I help you accomplish? What problems can I, you know, the old question was, what's keeping you up at night? Mm-hmm. Which is sort of it was a good question then, but now it is, hey, what can we do to help you?
That's exactly right.
Kelly, it is a real pleasure. You are a rock star in the company and in the community. I'm blessed to spend a little time with you today. I'm very thankful for it. Thank you for hopping in and helping us launch this series.
Absolutely. And look, again, appreciate everything you've done for the company. Appreciate everything you've done for these podcasts, and look forward to being a partner with you.
Yes, Kelly. Kelly, thank you very much. Kelly Key, ladies and gentlemen, Regions Business Radio, Nashville.
Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.